I heard an interesting quote a couple weeks ago, and someone said, "What if you woke up tomorrow with only the things you were thankful for today?" Some of you might have heard that before. What if you woke up tomorrow with only the things you were thankful for today? And as I was thinking about the quote, I was thinking there's probably a lot of days I would get up and I wouldn't have very much. I'd be lucky to be alive because I'm thinking, did I give thanks to God for my life yesterday? I don't think so. So, you know, maybe I wouldn't even be waking up if that were the case. But I think that's a good thing to reflect upon, because how often do we truly give thanks to the Lord for all the blessings he's given to us? You know, how often do we just take a few minutes and give thanks? And that should be something that we do every day. You know, there's certain key elements that we should have as part of our prayer life. And you know, there's different types of prayer. There's prayer where you ask for things. I'm sure most of us do that pretty often. But there's also another type of prayer where we simply give thanks. And that's something that should be part of our daily prayer, where we look through and we give thanks to God for the blessings we have. There is a tendency, it's just part of our fallen human nature, that we like to focus on the things that we don't have. You know, if there's a couple things that we don't have that we really want, those tend to consume us. We're thinking all the time, oh, I wish I could have this. I wish I could have a nice vacation, or I wish I could have a better house, or whatever it is. We tend to focus on the few things that we don't have that we really want, and those constantly are on our mind. And we lose sight of all the blessings that we do have. You know, it's very easy for us to lose perspective. And so one of the benefits of saying a prayer of thanksgiving is not only are we giving thanks to God, as we should, for the benefits that he's given to us, but it helps us to keep things in perspective. Yeah, I might not have these couple things that I want, but look at all the things that I do have. Look at how many different ways the Lord has blessed me. It helps us keep a better perspective on life. And it's also important because the blessings that we do have are signs of God's love for us. You know, they're gifts that he gives us because he's our Father in heaven and we love him. And if we aren't saying prayers of thanksgiving, we miss that. We miss all the signs of God's love and just how many ways he's providing for us. And we miss that. And so by saying prayers of thanksgiving on a daily basis, that helps us to refocus, to see how much we do have and how many ways the Lord is blessing us with his love. So prayer of thanksgiving, it's a very important part of our spiritual lives. And that's why it's so appropriate that we're all here today at Mass to give thanks to God for the blessings that we do have. And I think this applies not only to the blessings we have in terms of our family and the ways we're provided for in terms of our material welfare, the blessings of our nation, but also the spiritual blessings that we've received. What a tremendous blessing it is to be a member of the church. You know, to be a member of the community Jesus Christ founded the Catholic Church in the year 33 as the community of his followers. What a blessing to be a part of that. What a blessing to have the scripture. What a blessing to be able to just sit down and read the words of God. And very often as we're reading and meditating upon those words speak to us. You know, there's a phrase or something in Scripture that pops out as the Lord speaking to us today through his words. What a blessing. You know, what a blessing it is to have the sacrament of confession. That when we do sin, we can go, Christ gives us a forum where we can confess our sins to him through the priest, and we hear the words of absolution, "Your sins are forgiven," which is Jesus Christ speaking through the priest to tell us our sins are forgiven. How incredible is that? The Eucharist, the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Just as real as it was at the Last Supper when Christ said, "This is my body." And he commands us to do this in memory of him. It's just as real today on this altar when we hear the words of consecration. You know, so often I hear people complaining about some of the things the Lord gives us in terms of spiritual benefits. You know, maybe this comes from teaching high school 6 years, but I can't tell you how many times I've heard, why do we have to go to confession? Why do we have to go to Mass every week? Why do we have to pray? Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do that? You know, so often people are resentful of these gifts that the Lord gives us when we should be thankful for them. I mean, to think that we can go hear the words of absolution and have our sins forgiven. Christ did the hard work. He died on the cross for us. And we can be freed from the punishment of our sins. We don't have to suffer eternal punishment for our sins because we can be forgiven of those. What a tremendous blessing. And yet so often our tendency is to want to complain about it or make excuses. And so too with coming to Mass, the ability to come together, God's family coming together to worship and adore him for all the blessings he's given to us and for his goodness. What a blessing it is. But so often people will complain about it. How come I have to go to Mass every Sunday? This is boring. You know, you hear all these different complaints. Well, if we had a proper perspective of thanksgiving and we were looking at what a tremendous blessing these things are, and if we were thanking God for those every day, we would have a different attitude in life. We would rejoice and say, think of how incredible it is for us to be members of the church, to have the sacraments, to have scripture, to have the opportunity to pray. We have so much to be thankful for. And so I encourage you, if you're not doing so already, to really make Thanksgiving a deep part of your daily life of prayer. It will change your whole perspective. We'll find ourselves focusing less on the things that we don't have and focusing more on the things that we do have. We'll find ourselves more thankful and we'll realize more clearly the tremendous blessings we've been given. And when it comes to our faith, we'll have a new appreciation for all the blessings the Lord has given to us through the sacraments, through scripture, through the church. Those are tremendous blessings. And prayer of thanksgiving, the more prayers we offer and the more deeply we give thanks, you know, the more deep it's coming from the depths of our souls, the more that will change our whole perspective on our lives and on our faith.